It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome inside Bearcat Arena as we're getting set for an MIAA rivalry this evening. Northwest Missouri State taking on the University of Central Missouri right here in Maryville. Our women's game tipping off at 1:30, our men's game to follow at 3:30. For the Northwest Missouri State women, 14-5 on the season, 9-4 in the MIAA. The Bearcats, 9 MIAA wins for the first time since that 2010-2011 season. That was a year they went 18-4 in the conference and made it to the Final Four for the NCAA Division II tournament. So the Bearcats making some hay for the first time in about the last 10 or 11 years. Meanwhile, on the other side, it's Central Missouri, 14-7. 10-4 in conference play. The Bearcats trying to even up the season series and pick up a W today in Maryville over the Jennies. It was UCM getting the win over Northwest Missouri State in Warrensburg back in December. That was a 60-57 decision that went the way of Central Missouri. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Trenton. Brennan Lamastris is our studio engineer for tonight's basketball game. And, John, we've seen this rivalry come back around a little bit more. UCM has won the last 12 straight over Northwest Missouri State on the women's side. But the Bearcats have made these competitive ball games. They've been right there in them, including that game in Warrensburg earlier this year. Now Northwest trying to find a way to get over the top tonight.
Yeah, they certainly are. And I think you go back to that first matchup in Warrensburg earlier this year. That was one that perhaps they feel maybe got away from. They had a very good opportunity in that one to pick up a win on the road at a place that is traditionally tough for anybody to pick up a victory. So although they felt like that one perhaps got away, there's some confidence that could come from the way they played in that matchup that hopefully will carry over into today's game. And I think also Northwest playing more consistent now than what they were at that particular point. So they're coming in with maybe a little bit more confidence on that side of things. So hopefully this will be a game that the home floor can make a little bit of difference as well. And Northwest can kind of piggyback off the momentum they've had with wins over UCO, Newman, and then Lincoln this past week. So hopefully some good things will come ahead here in the next couple hours.
The Bearcats have continued to grow throughout this season. We've seen some young players step up with some big games, hit some big shots. Kelsey Fields is one of those that has really impressed over the last month, month and a half for Northwest Missouri State, a 6'2" freshman. She's averaging 4 points, 5 rebounds per game, shooting 62% from the field, but posted her second career double-double against Lincoln on Thursday evening. She's really become a force rebounding-wise and defensively, too, for Northwest. Just a stalwart there in the paint.
Oh, no doubt about that. So it's been fun to watch her progress as the season's gone along there, too. And she's going to get some minutes here in today's game, and hopefully she will take advantage of that with more playing time and see what she does.
Now, this will be Kelsey Fields' first career start coming up in this game today against Central Missouri. Peyton Rao has started all 19 games to this point for the Bearcats. She will be out today, though. She's having a few hip issues there. She had some surgery on that in the past, so Peyton just resting that today. She's not going to suit up and hopefully have her as we get into the stretch run into February. But missing the sophomore, she is a great post defender for the Bearcats, so Fields will have her hands full as she goes against Nyjah Collier, Brooke Littrell, and this UCM team.
I think the big key with Fields today is just to stay out of foul trouble. They're going to need her on the floor quite a bit more than in the past where you had that 1-2 punch with Peyton Rao inside. So they're going to need for her to stay out of foul trouble. And we'll probably see Green maybe move inside a little bit more than what she has this season due to the fact that they're much stronger in the post than what they have in the past. But again, if Kelsey can stay out of foul trouble and continue to do what she's done, especially on the offensive boards, it's been fun to watch what she does there. It'll be important for Northwest here today.
Now, along with Fields, of course, Molly Hartnett's a reigning MIAA Freshman of the Year. Peyton Kilderman's come on strong. Kaylee Keston shot the ball really well. Mallory McConkey crossed the 1,000-point threshold on Thursday night. So the Bearcats have really spread things out offensively as this season's gone along. On the other side for UCM, it's been much of the same for this team through 21 games. This team really goes through Nyjah Collier, Brooke Littrell, and Olivia Nelson. They account for 74% of the Central Missouri scoring. This is the big three for the Jennies. You know, to an extent, they're going to get theirs. I mean, they are just that talented. They are that good out there. But if the Bearcats can really keep down everybody else, and maybe minimize some of those three-point attempts. Northwest has a chance to come out here with the win.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And I think if you look at what Central Missouri's done this year, when one of the big three gets into some foul troubles, when they have really struggled this year. So for Central Missouri, it's very key that they keep those players out of foul trouble. Their bench, there's quite a bit of a drop-off this year in what their bench has been able to do. And I think when you compare benches, Northwest much stronger with the players coming off the bench and contributing in the game. So, again, that's been a problem for UCM. If they get in foul trouble with those three, it's been a struggle for them. But when they stay out of foul trouble, they've had some great games against some pretty tough opponents.
Northwest Missouri State hosting Central Missouri this afternoon here in Bearcat Arena. And Bearcat pregame is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into this matchup between the Bearcats and the Jennies right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest, corn, and NK soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also, from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Afternoon basketball in Maryville, Missouri this afternoon as Northwest hosting Central Missouri with John Coffey. I'm Matt Tritton. We have Brennan Lamashus back in the studios running things for us here. And John, we look at it. Northwest is 14-5, and we've spoke a lot about how far this team has come the last, you know, three-plus years now as we're in year four under head coach Austin Meyer, the things that he's done, assistant coach Adai Houston, the player development side there, and the recruiting's been up. This team has made so many strides. At the same time, they're obviously kind of sitting there looking and say, we want more than that. They're sitting at sixth in the MIAA right now with a lot of time left to go in the season. A win today puts you into fifth, but it also knocks off a perennial power within the MIAA, and I think mentally for this team could be big as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. It's a team that I mentioned a little bit earlier that's scoring in confidence every week as you see them go out and play, and I think it's a team that believes that they're in every game, and I'm not sure that's been the case in years past, but this year, this young group coming in, they were used to winning in their high school programs coming through, and they don't like to lose. They believe they're in every game, and that's half the battle right there. If you think that it's you're capable of coming up with a win, you can come out and do it, and they've got the talent to back that up as well.
They do. They've put things together, and a lot of it starts on the defensive side of the ball. We've talked about that a lot. Northwest is 17th in the nation, giving up 54.5 points per game. They're coming off a good win over Lincoln, 63-46. The lead at halftime was actually 35-14. Lincoln did climb back in it just a little bit, but overall Northwest had that one from the get-go. Not a bad way to start this week of get that momentum back on your side. and now dive into this ball game and see what you can get done against a good team.
Yeah, I think, defensively, they're going to really play some havoc with the Jennies today like they have with about everybody that they have played. The big concern will be on the offensive side if they can hit some big buckets. I think they need to play very well early in this one to maybe put a little bit of doubt in the Jennies as well, especially after the last meeting where Northwest came so close down in Warrensburg. If they can come out in the first and second quarters and play well, I think that would be a huge key. And it would be nice to see Northwest get a lot of different people involved in the offense here today as well.
Now, Northwest is on a three-game winning streak. The offense did sputter a little bit against Newman, but Newman all slowed things down, tried to take the Bearcats out of the rhythm with the tempo that they played at. But whenever you look at the UCO game to start this little three-game win streak and the Lincoln game that we're coming off of on Thursday, the Bearcats did hit some buckets early on. You see that confidence there, and that really did bubble up and kind of carry over. So it'd be nice to see them come out and slow down the Jennies and make them work for every buck. But at the same time, this team, once they do get going, they can roll.
You know, it seems like offense is very contagious. So we've seen this with the women's team this season as well. When a couple players get rolling, it takes maybe a little bit of the pressure off, and some others start to knock down some shots. And I think you look just last Thursday on the men's side against the Lincoln, where first half Northwest really struggled, couldn't buy a buck until maybe about 3 minutes left in the half. And then second half, they got a few things to roll, and everybody got involved with it. Boom, boom, boom. They were all going down with shots, where it was very contagious in that game. I think it's the same type of deal with this Northwest women's team. If you get a couple of players early getting some shots to go down, it takes a little bit of the pressure off, and everyone that's a little more relaxed and kind of goes through their offense and knocks down some shots.
Now, Mallory McConkie, a senior for this club, she also entered the 1,000-point club as she went over that mark with 15 points on Thursday night against Lincoln. She's the 19th player all-time with over 1,000 points and 500 rebounds. A special group there, and fun to see that. A local player, a hard worker, and really seeing her from freshman year to this point, she has really grown.
Yeah, and she has worked hard to get to where she's at coming in. There's nobody that's worked harder in a Northwest women's uniform or men's uniform as far as that goes. And just to see her continue to blossom. And when we talk about confidence level, I think her first year or two, she wouldn't have taken an outside shot if she was just left completely wide open. Now, this last couple years, we're seeing where she has that confidence in the outside shot, and she hit some big ones. She's always had that nice little mid-range jumper and a little drive into the paint where that's been so successful for her. But as her career has gone on, she's added a little bit more on the outside, and that's made it so much tougher for players to guard her, and it's been fun to watch that development.
It has been fun to watch her as she has grown as a Bearcat here, and we're going to hear from Mallory coming up in just a little bit here on our Bearcat pregame, which is brought to you by Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will be joined by Mallory McConkie, a South Nottoway alum, as she crossed that 1,000-point threshold on Thursday evening. That's coming up next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats come from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information or to browse inventory, tristatefordmaryville.com. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alum Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Well, the Bearcats back home, the final game of January. We're talking with Mallory McConkey, a Bearcat senior. And Mallory, first, we got to start off on Thursday night. You hit the 1,000-point mark. You already have over 500 career rebounds. You're the 19th Bearcat to do that. That's pretty elite company. Has it sunk in just kind of where you stand among some of the Bearcat greats?
I didn't really think about, I mean, being the 19th person to do it. That's kind of cool, but, I mean, like, Meyer, he always emphasizes also, like, I am all about the wins and stuff, but yeah, it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of that group.
So you had 1,500 points in high school. You're coming from South Nottoway. It's Class 1. It's obviously a big step up to go to Division 2, but you've made it successfully. How much work has gone into every offseason, every practice to be able to put yourself in this position?
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time on basketball trying to get better, and like all throughout I've had so many people, so many awesome coaches help me get better and better every year, and it's kind of cool to see kind of showing that, hey, that like it did help, like I've gotten better every year, and I don't know, it's just a kind of a cool feeling, and being able to like, I don't know if you want to say, like, give back to my coaches, but knowing, like, I have worked really hard trying to get better at my game, and showing, like, it's kind of worked out.
Well, when you do it in your own backyard, too, your parents are Bearcats. They're right down the road, can make it up to all the ball games. Your grandpa's listening to every game on the radio. I mean, that has to be pretty special. If we talk about family at Northwest, but then every ball game, they're in the stands right there, too.
Yes, I have such an awesome support system. I have all my brothers and sisters and my parents, they come to as many, my parents come to every single game, but all my siblings try to come as many games as they can. Megan, I mean, she's in Columbia, but she's texting me throughout the game while she's watching it online and sending me videos and stuff. And it's just awesome just being able to be 20 minutes away from home and having people in the stands that from the area just saying how much they've enjoyed watching me play, and I think it's really awesome.
It has been a lot of fun to watch you grow. Getting to the task at hand, though, there's a big game today, of course. Northwest is 14-5. You're taking on Central Missouri. There have been plenty of chances the Bearcats have had to get them over the years, but UCM has found a way to escape. How special will this be to be able to go out your final game playing them out on your home floor and just take a win today?
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten closer every game since my freshman year, gotten closer to beating them. We just haven't been able to yet. And they're a very good team, and I think we can get it done. We just have to do the small things and play hard.
How difficult is it, too, when you know they've got that big three of the Collier, Littrell, and Nelson that could come out and score and putting up most of their points?
I mean, they're very good. We know what we have to do. It's just executing it. And, I mean, even if we play really well, they're still good enough players that they can make the hard shots. And that's what we have to do, is not give them anything easy and make them work for it.
Mal, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Mallory McConkey, Northwest Missouri State senior. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties. Northwest alumni and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville. Also from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, and gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Also from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at Eckerd'sFlooring.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State is hosting Central Missouri this afternoon. We're talking with head coach Austin Meyer. And Coach Meyer, a big matchup today. UCM has been a team that's been so good for so many years. Just a three-point loss in Warrensburg earlier this season. But you have to feel pretty good about the way your team's playing coming in against the talented Jenny squad.
Yeah, I thought we played really well to start the game against Lincoln on Thursday night. I thought we defended kind of how we had been a few weeks ago. And we're really into the game. And didn't play great in the third quarter, but I thought overall we played well, so hopefully we can kind of take that into today.
Do you see that at times that midweek game can kind of get you rolling for the week and you step it up a little bit more on Saturday? Of course, the fatigue factor could play in too, but, I mean, a good game against Lincoln, hopefully that bleeds over.
Yeah, hopefully. Last week, obviously we were on the road and we played three games, but, we struggled a little bit on that third game, the Saturday game against Newman offensively, but we were pretty into it defensively. So hopefully, seeing the ball go in and doing some things offensively, I thought we had a pretty good, efficient first half, and hopefully it carries into today because they're a team that we're going to be able to get shots against them. Typically they'll play man for a little bit and then eventually switch to zone. So we got to make sure in the zone that we're getting people to the middle of the floor, making good reads, and we're just fundamentally sound.
When we think about what Kelsey Fields has brought to the table, a development since the last time we saw UCM back in December, but also a little bit of a bigger role today with no Peyton Rao.
Yeah, she's going to be a key player in today's game, and she's been really good for us. She had a little bit of an injury that she was out for a little bit early on. I think she's back to that rhythm where, she was one of our best players in our preseason when we scrimmaged and we statted everything. And so she's playing at a high level right now. Big challenge today. She's going to be one that is going to be matched up on Collier, possibly Littrell. So they're two of the best players in the country on this Central Missouri team, and they're going to score. There's no doubt about it. We just got to make sure we make it tough on them. They surround those two with really good shooters. Beauvais shoots at a high level. Olivia's almost 50% from three. So, it's hard because you can't really double and let them pass out and hit shots. So you got to be able to defend one-on-one in the post, and hopefully we can pressure their shooters on the perimeter and make it tough to throw it in.
Fields obviously playing a big role, but Janet Green, you talk about that elite defender status. This is a chance for her to step up and really play big tonight too.
Yeah, we feel good going into these games. You look at somebody like Littrell, who's really good, had 35, I think, the other night. I want to say she's averaging 30 in the last few games. But, just knowing we have Jaina to match up, to start the game on her, gives us a lot of confidence as a team. And Jaina's just she's such a good defender. She's smart. She's athletic. She's really into it. So, I expect her to defend at a high level, which she's typically done against Central Missouri.
Whenever we look at it, Northwest Missouri State, the Bearcat women's basketball
playing better every game. We're seeing the crowd start to come out to Bearcat Arena and grow each game, too. If there's a fan at home kind of like, oh, should I go out and see the ball game today? What is your message as you see your team in practice and game day continue to get better?
Yeah, I think as a program, I think we play the game the right way. You know, when kids come to the game, you know, high school kids, whoever it may be, hopefully they see us play with a lot of energy. They see, you know, bench being into the game. They see great teammates, good body language, just a positive environment, and then kids that play really hard. So, you know, hopefully people continue to come out. It has been a fun group to be around. Our kids play really hard, and obviously from a result standpoint, you know, we're off to – one of the best starts we've had. You know, I guess we're past the halfway point now, but one of the best records we've had in a long time here. So we know we got a long way to go, but it's been fun, and yeah, hopefully people will come out.
Final ball game in January, a big one today against UCM. Coach, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach. We'll take a timeout and be back with your starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 582-3104. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment, carrying a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Kloss combines, and more. More info at ZIEGLERAG.com. Also from Nucor LMP, providing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text.
It's Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri meeting inside Bearcat Arena this afternoon. Both teams going through pregame warm-ups. Before we get to our starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network are brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body in Maryville. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Northwest is 14-5 on the season, 9-4 in conference play. Taking a look at the Bearcats starting lineup, Molly Hartnett making her 20th start of the season here in game number 20. She's averaging 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists per game for the Bearcats. Peyton Kelderman is a 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa. She's also started all 20 games now. She's averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds per game. Had 11 points on Thursday. Shot 3 of 5 from 3-point range in that one. Mallory McConkie, a 5'9 senior from Guilford, Missouri, averaging 11 points, 4 rebounds per game for the Bearcats. Kelsey Fields making her first career start. She's a 6'2" freshman from Creston, Iowa, putting up 4 points, 5 rebounds per contest. Had her second career double-double against Lincoln, 10 points on 4 of 5 shooting, also 10 rebounds and 2 block shots. And Jana Green making her 20th start of the year. Green is a 6-foot sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 3.5 points, 5.5 rebounds per game, and about 2 block shots per contest as well. Northwest led by head coach Austin Meyer in his fourth season. For UCM, their starting lineup includes Olivia Nelson, a 5'7 redshirt freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Cade Hackerott, a 5'11 redshirt freshman from Goddard, Kansas. Charlie Bovaird, a 5'11 redshirt freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska. Nyjah Collier, a 6-foot senior from Roseville, Michigan, and Brooke Littrell, a 6-foot-2 redshirt freshman from Green City, Missouri. UCM 14-7 on the year, 10-4 in conference play, led by head coach Dave Slifer in his 18th season. Time for your national anthem, so we will take a break. When we come back, we will have the opening tip from Bearcat Arena. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shopeasthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Well, Northwest Missouri State hosting Central Missouri in MIAA rivalry this afternoon. Just about to get our women's game underway. That'll be followed by the Northwest Central Missouri men's basketball game. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Our studio engineer is Brendan Lamastras. John, what a crowd. We've seen them slowly grow a little bit. The men's teams have had some decent crowds, but the women's team, obviously, look at the record, the way they're playing. They deserve the respect that they have as the crowds continue to grow.
Oh, no doubt about that. It's going to be a good crowd as they're continuing to file in for the tip-off here. And as this first half goes on, it'll get even more crowded. And what is nice is that and I think a lot of people recognize that Central Missouri is a very good basketball team, and they want to see this Northwest team play against a very good Jennings team, and it should be a very fun day overall.
It should be, as once again, the starting lineups for both teams, it will be Molly Hartnett, Peyton Kelderman, Mallory McConkie, Kelsey Fields, Gina Green for Northwest, and Olivia Nelson, Cade Hackrott, Charlie Beauvert, Nyjah Collier, Brooke Littrell for UCM. Northwest home white jerseys, white shorts, spare cast across the chest in green outlined in silver. And for UCM, the black road jerseys, black shorts, central across the chest in black outlined in white. Numbers in white outlined in red. We are about ready to go. Kelsey Fields' first career start at midcourt with Nyjah Collier for the jump ball. It is won by Collier. She gets it to Olivia Nelson. Nelson walks across midcourt. We are underway from Bearcat Arena. Littrell with it, goes into the corner for Collier, guarded by Fields. Now pass up top goes to Beauvert. Beauvert dribbling to her left, dishes it off to Nelson. Nelson inside to Littrell, guarded by Green. Picks up her dribble, looking for Nelson. Now to Collier, left open three on the way for Nyjah. That one no good. The rebound comes to Cade Hackrott. They're going to say a little push from behind as she leapt up for that offensive rebound. So Hackrott picks up a foul in the first possession of the game, and Northwest gets it back.
And I think fouls today will be very important just to see who picks up what. If Central Missouri gets into a little bit of foul trouble, that'll be very beneficial for Northwest. But Northwest really can't afford to get Fields in foul trouble as well inside.
Bearcat first possession. McConkie in the paint. Little turnaround jumper over the top of Hackrott. No good. Offensive rebound. Fields right back up. It's no good. Her second O-board. She'll go up again. Some contact. No foul. She couldn't finish that next time around. The defensive rebound comes down to UCM and Nelson pushing ahead to Littrell. Littrell back to Nelson. As UCM setting up their half-court offense now, Littrell driving, goes baseline, shot blocked out of bounds by Jaina Green. A quick first step there by Littrell, but Green able to recover. She picks up her 26th block shot of the season. 19 seconds on the shot clock as Nelson will be inbounding on the baseline. 9:02 to play in the first quarter. We are still scoreless in Bearcat Arena. Littrell up between the circles. It goes to Beauvaird. Now back right, Littrell into Collier. Squares up, trying to drive in on Fields. Spins to her right. Fields, a little bump. The shot still good there from Collier. Nyjah Collier averaging 19 points per game. That is third in the MIAA. And she puts UCM up on top 2-0. Here come the Bearcats left to right in this first quarter of action. Green right side. Now up top it goes to Kelderman. Kelderman trying to drive on Beauvaird. Spins, gets into the paint. Looking for some room, a little turnaround. Fadeaway jumper over the top is good.
And what I liked about that, used her left arm and to go up with that shot to right side. Probably would have been blocked, but was able to go up with the left hand and put it in.
The freshman ties things up, knotted up at 2 apiece. Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri's second meeting of the season. The first one went to UCM in Warrensburg by the score of 60-57. Littrell inside, over the top of Green, no good. Tight defense once again by Jaina. The ball is batted out to McConkie. McConkie across midcourt, picked up by Collier. Now she shovels a pass off to Hartnett. Hartnett back right side, Kelderman into the corner for McConkie. McConkie driving, kick out, Green, three, left side on the way. That one bounds off the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound. Fields can't finish, but she is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Kelsey Fields, three offensive rebounds already, and we are not even 3 minutes in.
I'm not sure there's anybody in the conference right now that is crashing the boards as hard as Kelsey is on offensive boards. She's turned that into just an art form right now.
She crashes hard, but also smart about the way she does it, too, of kind of maneuvering her body to kind of get inside the defender there for it. Her first free throw attempt is no good. One more on the way for the freshman. A 61% free throw shooter on the season, number two. That one off the back of the rim, pops in the air, and then goes through. And Fields will check out. Emma Atwood comes into the game, so a smaller lineup for Northwest. That will put Green on Collier, and Emma Atwood will go to Brooke Littrell. Vasquez also in for Northwest. She is guarding Olivia Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Beauvaird between the circles. Right side now, Hackrott inside to Collier, guarded tightly by Green. Little jab step, now she drives. Bumped as she gets into the paint. McConkie helps out. Kick out to Hackrott. 10 on the shot clock for the Jennies. Right-handed dribble from Littrell. Crosses over, now spins, goes back up. Left hand from the left block, no good. The rebound is there for Atwood. Bearcats up 3-2, trying to extend this lead early in this first quarter. Vasquez has it off a screen from Atwood. Now fires right side for McConkie. Mallory trying to back her way in on Olivia Nelson. Hackrock coming over to help out. Down to the baseline, the double team is there looking for help. Bounce pass out to Kelderman. Swings it to Atwood. Atwood into the paint. Working against Hackrott, little push off, no foul called. Out to Kelderman, Kelderman to Vasquez, the runner on the way is good. Vasquez with the touch that time, it goes down. Northwest goes on top, 5-2. 6:40 to play here in the opening quarter. As Nelson driving, spins into the paint, kicks for Collier. Now out near midcourt to Beauvaird, left side Hackrott. Hackrott inside to Littrell. Squares up on Atwood. Spins, gets into the paint. Double team comes over with McConkie. McConkie with the steal. Pushing ahead. Numbers in favor of UCM. She'll slow things up as she is picked up by Nelson. Skip pass goes to Vasquez. Another runner from Evelyn. That one no good, but the offensive board goes to Green. Kick out Kelderman. Three on the way. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Hackrott. Still a 5-2 Northwest lead as we come up on 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Bearcats 2 of 7 from the field so far. UCM is 1 of 5. As Collier, a little step-back jumper from the high post. Still a two-pointer, but it's good. She has all 4 points for the Jennies early on.
Grace Collier is such a good player. You have to respect that outside shot she has, but she can go inside and post up with the best of them as well.
Vasquez driving down the right side of the lane. Fouled on her way up by Nelson. The shot is good. Nelson pleading her case it was on the floor, but they're going to say the bucket counts.
We've seen on a couple of drives by Vasquez in this first quarter. One of the things that Coach Meyer talked about early this year that he likes about Vasquez is her ability to finish things off on drives. She was able to do that again here, and this time getting the foul and chance to get to the free throw line.
Chance for a three-point play. Some more subs come in for Northwest. The Bearcats, a very deep bench, as Vasquez free throw on the way is good, a three-point play. On the floor for the Bearcats, Vasquez, Atwood, Fields, Keston, and Fleming. One sub comes in for UCM. That is Allie Vigili. Do not have many subs on that bench for UCM. Vigil to Bovaird into the left corner for Collier. Collier dribbling with her right hand up toward the wing. Now gives up to Bovaird, top of the key. They swing it right side, Nelson. Nelson guarded by Vasquez. Now she'll dribble out between the circles to try to get a screen from Collier. On the drive, gets past Vasquez. Nice quick move there by Nelson. And easy lay-in there for the freshman from Kansas City. A high school teammate of Jillian Fleming. As Vasquez drives, splits the defense, kick to Keston. Keston thought about a three, a little jump stop there out on the wing. Or should I say crow hop before she took off on the dribble, and she is called for the travel. So for Northwest, that will be the first turnover of the ball game.
See, Northwest, the past few games, pick up a number of turnovers in the first half, but they've been able to cut those down dramatically in second halves of the game. Hopefully they can avoid getting very many turnovers here early.
Kaylee maybe just caught between taking that shot and driving there, as she is called for the travel. So UCM ball. Inside Littrell, she is fouled down on the left block by Atwood. That will be team foul number one on Northwest. 4:47 to play here in the first quarter. We have a media timeout on the floor. The Bearcats are on top 8-6. We'll take a break back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Inbound pass comes into Nyjah Collier. Post move goes up with the shot, can't convert. Rebound comes down to Northwest. The Bearcats are in front 8-6. 4.5 minutes to play here in this first quarter as Hartnett off to Keston. Bearcats working a weave to Atwood. Now back right wing goes to Keston. Gives a jab step. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Now bounce pass inside goes to Atwood. Into the paint. Kick out to Hartnett. And a foul coming up here on Northwest Missouri State. They're going to say a little push off there from Atwood. Had a chance to get a three-pointer on the left side from Hartnett, but the foul negates that. And so that'll be personal foul number two on Atwood. Fleming in, Atwood check out. It'll be McConkie and Green back in for Northwest. A two-point Northwest lead. Nelson brings the ball to the floor, dribbles up to the left wing. Now gives it up top for Collier. Right side goes to Bovaird. Bovaird guarded by Keston. Bounce pass off around the perimeter for Littrell. Now left side in front of the Northwest bench. It is Nelson handling it. Spins, looking for some help. Gives it up to Collier. Collier trying to drive on Fields into the paint. She loses it out of bounds. And another turnover on UCM. So inside 4 minutes to play now in this first quarter. And Kelderman will come back in for Northwest. Evelyn Vasquez with five. Nyjah Collier with four. Two leading scorers in the ballgame so far for each team as McConkie across midcourt up on that left sideline. Now dribbles toward the top of the key, working on Nelson. Gets into the paint. spins, looking for help, gives it to Green. And Janie Green now off to Kelderman. Kelderman looks inside, now bounce pass right wing goes to Janie Green. Green into the paint, spins, bounce pass across to the right block, Fields, easy lay in there for Kelsey. Fields now 3 points, 10-6 is the Northwest Missouri State lead.
They got the double team on Green. Green was able to find Kelsey wide open in the block off the right side.
Vigil looking for Littrell, cutting to the hoop. The ball is deflected. Littrell dives on the floor after it, gives it back to Vigil. Now around to Bovaire, gets an open look from three, and she hits. One of the players that Coach Meyer didn't want to see get an open look, but credit UCM, the loose ball. Things get a little bit disheveled there for Northwest defensively, and they find the open Bovaire at 10-9. Northwest Missouri State is in front by one. Right side Green trying to get it into Fields. Skip pass Kelderman into the corner now. McConkie. McConkie skip pass back to Green. Green going baseline. Fires a pass looking for McConkie. Deflected, taken away by Collier. Collier across midcourt to Littrell. Littrell left block. Lay in. The transition bucket there for Brooke Littrell is her first, coming off a 35-point outing against Missouri Western on Wednesday, I should say. So UCM, first lead of the night at 11-10. Molly Hartnett controlling it for Northwest. Gets in, right block, into the paint. Layup no good. Some contact, no foul. The rebound comes down to Littrell. And Brooke Littrell will bring it up the floor herself. She gives it to Bovaire. Bovaire back right side to Vigil. Vigil working on McConkie. They swing it back left side now. Nelson, 15 on the shot clock for UCM. Nelson going baseline, and she is cut off by Hartnett as Molly a little bit behind, so a bump as that quick step there from Nelson. Just able to get out ahead of Molly, and a foul coming up on Northwest. That'll be team foul number three, the first personal foul on Hartnett. As McKenna Van Zant checking into the ballgame for Bovaire. Inbound comes into Collier. She hands it off to Nelson. Kick to Littrell, right side. Now goes back to Olivia Nelson. Nelson high post for Collier. Collier one dribble. Will take that jumper, and it's good. She's hit a couple from that range. 6 points now for Collier. 13-10 is the Jennies' lead. As Hartnett brings the ball to the floor off a screen from Kelderman, working on Vigil, trying to back her way into the paint. Now looking for some help on the baseline to Fields. Fields gives a head fake, gets Collier in the air. Now a kick to Kelderman, around to Hartnett. 10 on the shot clock for the Cats. Back to Kelderman. Three-pointer left side. Good. Peyton Kelderman. 3 of 5 from three-point range against Lincoln. And that is her first one of the evening. That ties us up at 13 apiece. As Nelson, right wing, Collier, she had thought about a three. Now she will take it. That one off the front of the rim, bounds off into the hands of McConkie. McConkie hustles up the left sideline. She's picked up by Nelson. Gives it off to Fields. Now back to McConkie in that left corner. McConkie on the drive, gets into the paint. Spins back to her left, stops, back to her right, goes up the fadeaway jumper. Good. Collier came over to help out a little too late. And Northwest back on top, 15-13, 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Nelson on the drive, gets into the paint, kick, Littrell three, left corner on the way, off the rim, no good. The rebound off of Kelderman's hand, she's able to save it back into Fields, and Fields right back to Peyton. Northwest on a little 5-0 run right now, leading UCM by two. 23 on the game clock, 18 on the shot clock as McConkie holding it out high on that left side. McKenna Van Zant giving her plenty of space as the Bearcats just eating up clock late in this first quarter. And here comes McConkie to the high post, trying to get past Van Zant down to the baseline. Collier comes over to help out. Two on the shot clock. Fadeaway jumper in the corner. No good. It did not catch the rim, and they will call a shot clock violation on the Bearcats. 4.3 seconds remaining in the quarter. And Vasquez checking in now for Molly Hartnett as Northwest trying to keep this two-point lead to get to the second quarter. Inbound comes into Nelson. Nelson across midcourt, 2 seconds. Down into the, just inside the perimeter. Her shot well late, even though it went down. It is waved off in Northwest in front, 15-13 at the end of one. Bearcats looking for win number 15 on the season. We'll take a timeout and be back with the second quarter right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's farm-to-table restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristatefordmaryville.com.
Northwest basketball to start this second quarter. Northwest left to right as Vasquez has it out between the circles. A 15-13 Bearcat lead at the end of one. Vasquez dribbling back right. Now gives it to Kelderman left side. Picked up by Vigil. Now back right to Vasquez. Starts to drive. Van Zant comes out to help. Now back between the circles to McConkie. McConkie bounced past the left side. Kelderman thought about a deep three. Starts to drive now the baseline to Fields. Fields spins. Back out to McConkie. Deep three on the way from Mal. That one no good. It goes out of bounds. And back to UCM. A 15-13 Northwest lead. Bearcats shot 6 of 13 in that opening half. 4 turnovers. UCM 6 of 13 with 2 turnovers. On the drive, it is Nelson. A floater in the lane, no good. Collier with the offensive rebound goes back up, and she is fouled. So Nyjah Collier will go to the free throw line. A chance to tie this up.
Second offensive rebound for Central Missouri this afternoon. Overall, Northwest doing a very good job on the boards, out rebounding Central Missouri by 5, 10, and now by 4 as they put that last one up, 10-6 margin. But Northwest really doing a good job on the boards, both offensive and defensive.
Collier hits the first free throw. She has 7 points to lead all scorers. Went for 24 points on 9 of 23 shooting against Missouri Western earlier in the week, and she hits both here. We are knotted up at 15 apiece after those free throws from Nyjah Collier. 9-12 to play in the opening half. As McConkie fires right side for Vasquez. Vasquez back to McConkie as Northwest working against UCM in this 2-3 zone. Vasquez in the corner starts to drive back to McConkie. McConkie dribbles up to the wing, now works her way into the paint. Step back, little jumper from the free throw line. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Collier pulls in that rebound. 2-3 zone working the past couple trips for UCM. Van Zant now in the right corner, trying to go baseline. Cut off by McConkie, floats a pass back out for Nelson. Now around left side to Vigil. Vigil guarded tightly by Kelderman. And between the circles it goes to Van Zant. 10 on the shot clock for UCM. Now Vigil dribbles it off her foot. She picks it up right at midcourt and over and back. Turnover number 3 on the Jennies. We'll give it back to the Bearcats. As Hartnett back into the game, she'll check in for McConkie. We've seen UCM mix up this defense a couple times from man-to-man to the zone. As Hartnett has it, they leave her open. She'll take a three-pointer as she reaches the perimeter. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Littrell. And Brooke Littrell fires it ahead for Vigil. Vigil pass deflected, picked up by Littrell. Now to Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Stops out to Littrell. She'll take a three-pointer. That one off the front of the rim. The ball deflects around. Finally picked up by Kelderman. And Peyton Kelderman pushing for Northwest. Comes up. Pull up, three-pointer on the way. Kelderman, no good. And the rebound to Littrell. Bearcats 1 of 6 from three-point range so far. Littrell hands it off right side for Vigil. One dribble, they swing it around to Van Zant. Into the corner, Collier. She'll take a three. Left corner, no good. The rebound comes down to Kelderman. And once again, the Bearcats wanting to push. Kelderman to Hartnett, top of the key. Screen goes high post for Fields. As you see him back in this 2-3 zone, Hartnett trying to force a pass inside to Fields, and she is tied up as she dives on the floor after it.
Kelsey did a nice job forcing that tie up there. That pass was nearly in danger of being stolen. Possession hour, though, will give it to the Jennies.
So Kate Hackrott will check back into the game for Allie Vigil. And Kaylee Keston going to the scores table to check in for the Bearcats as Vasquez will come out. Keston has been a spark plug off the bench for Northwest, shooting 42% from three-point land in this season so far. We're still tied up at 15 apiece. Northwest scoreless the last 3.5 minutes of the ball game. UCM scoreless the last 2 minutes. As a pass inside, Littrell spins. One dribble goes up, working on Green. She has fouled on her way up, so two free throws on the way for Brooke Littrell. The only points in this second quarter, and we have 7:04 left to play in the half. The only points coming on a pair of free throws from Nyjah Collier. Both teams are combined 0-7 from the field to start this second quarter. Littrell knocks down the free throw. That gives the Jennies the lead once again, 16-15, as Beauvaird comes to the scorer's table to check in after this one.
Littrell, another one of those tough matchups where she can step out and knock down some threes, but also very effective inside.
She hits both free throws, 4 points now. Beauvaird checks in for Olivia Nelson. 17-15 is the UCM lead. Bearcats looking for their first win over the Jennies since 2015. Kelderman left side, left open three-pointer on the way. Peyton just a little bit too strong. And the ball deflects out of bounds. It will go back to Central Missouri. 6:50 to play here in the opening half. We've had a defensive ball game so far.
And I think that trends well for Northwest. The lower the score, the better off I think it will be for the Bearcats.
Hackrott has it, right wing, guarded by Keston off a screen, drives into the paint, little bump, shot no good, the ball is loose, it is picked up by Hartnett, Northwest pushing. Hartnett stopped by Collier, now into the corner, goes to Green. Jana Green on the drive into the paint, kick to Keston, fires it back left side for Molly Hartnett. Hartnett up top now, Kelderman back to Molly. Looked at a deep three, left wing, she'll drive, working on this zone, gets into the paint, gives a head fake, little floater no good, the rebound comes down to Collier. Northwest with numbers as Collier trying to push up the floor. Now to Littrell. Littrell in the paint. She was fouled by Keston. They're going to say this was in the act of shooting, so Brooke Littrell will go back to the free throw line. Averaging 20 points per game and 9 rebounds as well. She is the second leading scorer in the MIAA. Her first free throw is good. One more free throw on the way for Littrell. She hits it. So far in the ballgame, she's only hit one bucket from the field, but she is now 4-4 at the free throw line. As Molly Hartnett to the free throw line for the Bearcats, left side Keston. Keston back up top for Hartnett, trying to drive down the left side of the lane. Van Zandt comes over to help out. Kick out, Kelderman left open, three on the way. Peyton off the rim, no good. Another rebound for Collier. That is the fourth of the day for the senior from Roseville, Michigan. Ahead to Littrell in the left corner. Back up between the circles, Collier. She will dribble right, trying to get past Fields. Stops. Now back into the paint. And bumped in a foul on the floor coming up on Northwest. This will be team foul number 4.
Kelsey just kind of unfortunate that time. I think the contact was initiated the other way, but she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Fleming checks in. Peyton Kelderman comes out. As it is Van Zandt. Inbound, he comes into Littrell. Gives a head fake on the drive. The ball stripped loose by Fleming. Picked up by Green. And she'll hand it off to Keston. Northwest trailing by 4. Keston ahead to Green. Down to the baseline. Now looking for Keston cutting through the lane. She misses her, but Hartnett able to pick up the loose ball. Now left wing. Up top it goes Fleming. Right side Keston. High post now. Fields squares up. Back out to Keston. Quick three on the way from Kaylee. Off the back of the rim, no good. The ball is tipped and it goes out of bounds off of Kelsey Fields. So Northwest Scoreless over the last 5 minutes, 28 seconds of gameplay in this one. Coach Meyer trying to will his team back into it, looking for a stop, then coming back on the offensive end as Northwest trailing 19-15. 4:54 to play here in the opening half. McKenna Van Zandt with it. Bounce pass goes into Collier. Collier going up right side over Fields. It's good. Collier now into double figures. She has 10 points. It's a 21-15 Central Missouri lead. Bearcats need a big bucket to stop this momentum for the Jennies. Keston with it, guarded by Bovaird. Gets it out to Fleming. Head fake on a three. Now left side goes to Hartnett. Molly on the drive into the paint. Gives a head fake. She's bumped. Couldn't quite get that one to fall, but a foul coming up on Brooke Littrell. 4:22 to play in the first half. Northwest trailing by six, but free throws are on the way for Northwest. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 90 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrove seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy on East South Avenue in Maryville. Rogers provides a range of healthcare services, including online prescription refill and delivery, compounding, and vaccinations. More information is at RogersRx.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Hartnett at the line. Bearcats down by six, 4:22 to play in the second quarter. She hits the first free throw. 21-16 is our score. Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Hartnett one of two at the line that trip. Northwest and trailing 21-16 to the Central Missouri Jennies. Bearcats 14-5 on the year. The Jennies are 14-7. Littrell hands it off on the right wing to Bovaird, guarded by Keston. She picks it up, looking for some help. Spins, bounce pass inside, goes to Littrell. Up with that left hand, it's blocked away and stolen by Jana Green. Bearcats pushing, they have numbers 5-on-3. Right side Fleming, one dribble. Skip pass left side, Hartnett into the corner. Keston sets up, three-pointer on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Fields the offensive rebound, one dribble, spins. Out to Keston, she'll take another three left side. That one's good. And that's what Northwest needed. It started on the defensive end with the block shot from Jana Green. 21-19, Northwest back within two. Nelson driving into the paint. Kick out, Hackerott left side three, an air ball. That one pulled in by Hartnett. And say that she landed on the baseline with that, so she went high in the air to save it. But her toes touched the baseline, so it will stay with UCM. As Keston checks out, McConkie back in. 15 seconds on the shot clock for Central Missouri. And 3:20 to play in the first half. Nelson into Littrell. Now back out between the circles. Cade Hackrock guarded by Fleming, right side Littrell. Now on the baseline, it is Collier. Squares up on Fields. Gives a jab step. She'll take that mid-range jumper, and she hits it. Collier. Primarily all the offense right now for Central Missouri. She has 12 of the 23. It's a 23-19 lead for the Jennies. As McConkie has it left side, gets it to Fleming. Fleming a jab step. Now right side goes to Hartnett. Hartnett driving into the paint. Stops, turns. Little push shot with that right hand is good. And the Bearcats trailing 23-21 after that bucket. A good crowd on hand here at Bearcat Arena. enjoying a low-scoring ball game so far in this first half. Northwest trailing just 23-21, 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Nelson, right wing, dribbles to the high post, bounce pass inside Collier. Collier into the paint, looking for Hackerott, gives a head fake, goes up with a shot, and lays it in. She got lost in the Northwest defense, and Hackerott has her first bucket. It comes off of an assist that time from Collier. 25-21 is the lead for the Ginnies. Hartnett with it to the free throw line. Now backing in on Nelson. These two played AAU ball against each other. Hartnett kicks it out to Green. Green top of the key. Now left side goes to Fleming. Fleming guarded by Hackerott on the drive. Gets down to the block. Stops. Spins. Goes up with the right side. Shot no good. Off the backboard. Gets it back quickly. The second time around goes off the rim. No good. And Collier pulls in her sixth rebound of the night. Down to 90 seconds left to play here in the first half. A four-point ball game. Nelson driving, gets to the left elbow and backs out. Bounce pass goes into Collier. Collier trying to go to work on Fields. Kelsey does a good job of staying in front. Now on the baseline to Hackerott, right back to Collier. Her jump shot is short and the rebound goes to Fields. 1:15 to play in the first half. Northwest is trailing 25-21. McConkie with it, guarded by Beauvaird, drives in down the right side of the lane, and a foul coming up on Charlie Beauvaird. They say a handshake on Central Missouri. That's just the second team foul on UCM this quarter as Atwood and Kelderman back in. Green and Fleming check out. 1:06 to play in the first half. It'll be Hartnett inbounding on the baseline for Northwest. As Molly flows this one out between the circles, it goes to Atwood. Atwood dribbling right side, not trying to drive on Vigil. Goes in, right hand layup is good. Atwood brings Northwest back within two. 53 seconds left to play here in the first half. 25-23, Central Missouri in front. Nelson driving down to the baseline, goes up. A little bit of contact, she misses the layup, but a foul on Hartnett. And on Molly, this will be number two. So that sends Nelson to the line, and Jana Green is checking in for Kelsey Fields.
Well, it's been impressive about this second quarter for Northwest. The Cats were able to hold a little run by the Jennies when Northwest was scoreless but still played well on defense and came right back making a game out of this. I think previous years might not have come back after being scoreless that long in this quarter, but they still find a way to hang tough here.
Nelson, the 77% free throw shooter, misses the first. One more on the way. Currently a two-point Central Missouri lead. The second one, it is good. 26-23. Here comes Molly Hartnett, picked up by Nelson. Hartnett into the paint, spins right, gives a head fake. Now goes up with a shot. It's knocked away by Nelson. Kick out to McConkie, though. McConkie gets past Hackerott, goes in off the glass, and she lays it in. Well, Hartnett stuck with it, kept possession for Northwest, and got that ball into the hands of McConkie, and the Bearcats are down by one, 26-25. Coach Meyer and the Bearcat bench trying to fire up this Northwest defense to get one more stop here in the half. Down to 15 seconds as Nelson backs out near the scorer's table. Shot clock and game clock nearly identical, and here comes Nelson. Stops, looking inside, trying to get the ball to Collier. She gets it, dribbling, right hand goes up. It's blocked out of bounds by Jana Green, and they're going to call a foul on Jana. And 98% of this gym disagrees, but Collier will still go to the line.
And part of that 98% was Bearcat head coach Austin Meyer. He was jumping up off the bench over that call.
So that will send Collier to the free throw line and bailing out this offensive possession for UCM. Collier 2 of 2 at the line so far. Those first two free throws came early in this second quarter, and she hits her first here. 2.1 seconds left to go. One more free throw here for Collier. An All-American a season ago. Second free throw is good. She has 14 points. Quick inbound to Hartnett. One dribble. Fires up. Some contact there by Vigil. It is no good. 28-25. Central Missouri is in front as we head to the halftime festivities. Northwest Missouri State and UCM. A good MIAA battle here inside Bearcat Arena. Once again, the Bearcats trailing by 3, 28-25. We will take a timeout and be back with your halftime show on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball trailing 28-25. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton, our studio engineer, Brendan Lemastris. And John, not a bad first half. Northwest had some open looks that just wouldn't go down, but defensively, they are keeping Central Missouri team with a lot of firepower in check for the most part. Outside, of course, Nyjah Collier has found a way to get plenty. She has played at a high level.
Well, she plays at a high level every game. You mentioned she was an All-American last year, rightfully so. She's obviously one of the top basketball players in the nation. Just very tough to guard. She's got that nice outside shot to go along with a strong inside game, and she's a handful for any team that plays her. But outside of that, Northwest, I think, doing a good job limiting the rest of Central, and that's paying off where Northwest still in this game at halftime. And again, if they can get a few more of those shots to go, especially some looks in the paint that just haven't fallen, I think they could get back and retake a lead here in the second half.
I think Northwest, you mentioned it, Collier's playing well, but everybody else for the most part has been limited. Littrell has 6 points. She averages 20 per game, but she is 1 of 7 from the field, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Janie Green's done a very nice job on another player who's another small school player, but boy, she is very talented as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. And the job that Green does game in, game out defensively makes things tough. You look at Green already here today. Green with 4 block shots out of this first half. She's turned that into an art form, just like Kelsey Fields has turned an art form into offensive rebounds. So those two players continuing to play well. And I think Northwest doing a good job when you consider too that Peyton Rowell out of the game with nursing that hip injury that we talked about at the very start. Northwest playing a little shorthanded there, and so far everyone's answering the call.
Northwest trailing 28-25 here at halftime as the Bearcats look to get their first win over Central Missouri since 2015. The men's game is to follow as the Bearcats have been playing very well on the men's side as well. Trevor Hudgens has a chance to become the all-time leading scorer in Northwest Missouri State history if he has another good ball game here today. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll chat with associate head coach for the men's team, Zach Schneider, on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
We're at halftime of the Northwest Missouri State women's game, trailing 28-25 to Central Missouri. The men to follow. We're joined by associate head coach for the men's team, Zach Schneider. Zach, 18-2 on the season, 11-1 in the MIAA. Got a little bit of a scare in the first half on Thursday, trailing by 19, but you know what? It's still a 30-point win, so it's okay.
Yeah, I don't even really know how to describe what went on in that first 20 minutes. I mean, I don't think words can describe how bad we have to play to be down 20 points. I mean, we've had some really bad halves of basketball, and we probably still win some of them and are tied after some of them. But, yeah, to be down 19 was just a shock. But, you know, with our group, super veteran group, led by two really, really good guards, and I never felt like we were going to lose that game. Once we got it down to 12-13 before the half, I felt really good about it. And then you knew we'd play better in the second half, but you didn't know that type of shooting performance was coming. I think we were 24-27 in the second half. I can't even think of the three missed shots and what they were, but I feel like they came towards the end of the half. There was just
20 of 22 for a while.
Yeah, there was just that onslaught of 10 straight threes, which was pretty incredible. But that's what happens when you got really good players and they just play together. It wasn't anything offensively we changed. It was just share the ball and ran our high ball screen and just trusted each other.
You saw this comeback start to happen, and some shots went down, cut it to a 9-point game. The three-pointer just before the buzzer at the end of the first half that kind of rattled out, and then Trevor kind of skipped on his way back. He could tell he was feeling it and kind of thought that one should have went down at that point. Like, man, I think he's going to come out and have a big second half. What was the discussion at halftime? Was it like Coach Mack was upset, or was it, hey, things are fine, just keep on going?
Oh no, he was upset.
Yeah,
he was very upset. There was no real calmness about him in the first half. But yeah, once he got everything off his chest and went in to talk to the guys, he was very calm and just understood what we needed to do and try a bit harder defensively and fix our defensive spacing, and then once again just come to stops in the paint and share the ball with each other and trust each other, and they did that in the second half. And yeah, Trevor. I mean, his ball, when he misses, his ball is inside the rim. That's what really good shooters have. Their misses are always dead on. They're either just short or long, never right or left. And, I mean, he's had a few. The only one I can think of is the Hayes game where he's 1-10. But, yeah, he's not going to stay on a cold streak for very long, and he didn't on Thursday night.
So an incredible comeback. He breaks your MIAA three-point record in that game. He's at 372 now. A lot of emotions throughout that game when you have a comeback like that, too. 2 days later, you really can't have a hangover from it because UCM's coming off a big win over Missouri Western on Wednesday.
Yeah, just killed Western. I mean, I think it was a 40-point ball game. And, yeah, with UCM, always really talented. You know, over the past few years, they haven't had the record that I'm sure they want, but very veteran team. I mean, you look at all their guys, they've played 3 to 4 years of college basketball at least that are in their top eight, whether it be all at UCM or in the JUCO ranks. So, a lot of veteran leadership, a lot of talent, physical team. You know, with their win-loss the last few years, they're always one of the better defensive teams in the league. They always really pack the paint and try and keep you outside of 15 feet. It's just kind of been their offense that struggled, but that's starting to click a little bit with some of their pieces starting to fit together. So it'll be a tough one today for sure.
Final game of January, can you kind of get that feel of big things are right around the corner now?
Yeah, it's starting to. You know, you just look at the crowd here. This is probably the biggest crowd the women have had all year, and it starts to pick up a little bit in Bearcat Arena this time of the year. So we're ready for the big crowds. We're ready for the big games, and I think this is kind of the start of it tonight.
Zach, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Associate Head Coach Zach Schneider joining us. We'll take a timeout and be back with your halftime stats from the women's game on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs, from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claim assistance and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. Brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available at WilliamCoy's.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
We are back inside Bearcat Arena where Northwest Missouri State women's basketball trailing 28-25 here at halftime. Taking a look at some of your stats at the break. The Bearcats shooting 34.5% from the field, 10 of 29. Just 2 of 11 from three-point range, 18.2%. They've had some good looks that just haven't gone down. And then at the free throw line, 3 of 5, 60% so far. For UCM, they're shooting 39% from the field, 14% from three-point range, just 1 of 7. And they are 90% at the free throw line, 9 of 10. Four turnovers in the first half for Central Missouri, 5 for Northwest. The Bearcats also out-rebounding Central Missouri, 18-16. 7 offensive rebounds in that first half for Northwest, 4 of them coming from Kelsey Fields. Individually for the Bearcats, 5 points apiece for Peyton Kelderman and Evelyn Vasquez. Bearcats also getting 4 points from Mallory McConkey. McConkey also 3 rebounds in the opening half. 3 points from Kaylee Keston, Molly Hartnett, and Kelsey Fields. Overall, Fields 3 points and 6 rebounds, 1 assist today. 2 points coming from Emma Atwood. No scoring just yet from Janie Green. She's pulled in a couple rebounds, 1 steal, and she has 4 block shots. Her career high is 5 block shots. She's done that a couple times throughout her career already, so she is having a good day inside, and Northwest will need her to keep that up as the Bearcats trailing by 3 here at halftime to Central Missouri. Our halftime show is brought to you by Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Cats down by 3. We'll take a break and be back with your third quarter on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or provisionliving.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union, The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Kelderman inbounds to Hartnett. We have the third quarter underway. Northwest trailing 28-25. Bearcats right to left as we get this second half underway. Hartnett driving, kick out. McConkey into the corner now. Green driving on Collier into the paint. Goes up with the right hand. No good. The ball is loose. Fields picks it up. Her shot no good. Gets it back again. A kick out to Hartnett. She is fouled. She is hit on the wrist as she got that one out to Molly. So the first team foul of this third quarter coming up on UCM just 20 seconds in. And the foul will go on Olivia Nelson. As UCM in a man-to-man defense, Hartnett inbounding on the baseline. Floats a pass in, out between the circles. Mallory McConkey runs under it, now driving on Hackrott. Into the paint, gives a head fake, step through, right hand off the glass, no good. And the ball loose, picked up by Nelson. So Northwest scoreless on their opening possession of the second half. Nelson across midcourt, holding up a fist, calling out the play for Central Missouri. Swings it around, left side now, Hackrott trying to drive on McConkey, picks it up on the baseline, looking for some help. Bounce pass inside to Littrell, trying to go on the baseline against Green. Jada not giving up much room, but Littrell now dribbles out onto the right wing. Picks up her dribble, Green all over, a five-second call. Jada Green hasn't scored yet in the ballgame, but she is slowly trying to change it with her defense.
I tell you what, she just played magnificent defense that time. Again, those are some of the things that really don't show up in the shot clock, but made things very tough on Littrell, where she didn't have a good look inside, found her way out on the perimeter, and still couldn't get rid of the ball.
And it's worth noting, Littrell will be an All-MIAA player. She's a very talented forward out there for UCM. Now Green in the paint, goes up with a shot. She is fouled, so two free throws on the way for Jaina. And they will get this foul on Brooke Littrell. That's her third personal foul. That's a bit of a big one as head coach Dave Slifer for Central Missouri coming out near midcourt asking for an explanation from the officials. He was a bit surprised by that call, but Green hits her first free throw.
Yeah, it's been a fun matchup to watch today as well between Green and Littrell. Two very good basketball players going at each other.
And Jaina goes 2 of 2 at the line, so Northwest is trailing by one once again. 28-27, 8:50 to play here in the third quarter. Nelson across midcourt, picked up by Hartnett, now dribbling left off a screen from Collier. They swing it left side to the wing to Hackrott, guarded by McConkey. Back out to Nelson, inside Collier now. Collier had a big first half with 14 points. Spins to her left, goes up with that little jump hook with the left hand, is good. And she has 16 now, 30-27. Northwest back down by three. McConkey up to the left wing. They swing it right side. Hartnett driving into the paint. Picks up her dribble out to Green. Green's kick pass. Kelderman set up. Three on the way. Peyton knocks it down. Peyton. She went 1 of 5 from three-point range in the first half. She had some open looks that wouldn't go down, but knocks down her first attempt here in this third quarter. We are tied up at 30 apiece. Littrell with it. Gives it up to Hackrott. Hackrott. Now back to Nelson. Nelson driving. Down to the right block, gets underneath the bucket, reverse layup is good. Nice take there by Nelson. She has 5 points. Northwest back down by two, 32-30. As Hartnett backing in on Beauvert. Trying to go over that right shoulder, leans in, shot no good, the ball loose. Fields diving on the floor after it, getting tied up with Collier. Collier pulls that one loose and now hands it off to Nelson. Olivia Nelson comes across midcourt, dribbles up to the right wing. Off a screen from Collier, trying to turn the corner into the paint. Goes up, left-hand layup is good. Back-to-back possessions for Central Missouri with Nelson getting buckets. 34-30, Central Missouri with the lead. Hartnett goes left side for McConkey. Back out to Molly. 7:04 to play in the third quarter. Hartnett kicking to the corner. Kelderman gives a head fake. Trying to drive, gets into the paint. Picks it up. Leans in. Her shot blocked away by Hackrott into the hands of Littrell. Littrell pushing up the floor. Picked up by McConkey. Little crossover. Now she is knocked to the floor. And a foul coming up here on Northwest Missouri State. This one will be on Jaina Green. That is number 3 on Jaina. As Fields was coming off the floor as the Bearcats a couple subs. Instead, Fields will stay and Jaina Green will come out. Entering the game for Northwest, Vasquez and Atwood. Nelson inbounding on the baseline. For Central Missouri, it comes into Littrell, guarded by Atwood. Now bounce pass out to Vigil, back in to Brooke Littrell. Going up with the right hand, shot no good, the ball loose. And the rebound comes down to Kelsey Fields. Fields gives it off to Kilderman. Kilderman pushing for Northwest, a four-point Central Missouri lead. Fires right side, bounce pass into the corner now, Atwood. Atwood cut off from the baseline by Collier. Bounce pass up top now for Kilderman. Driving on Beauvert, gets into the paint, loses control of the ball, but she is fouled. And Olivia Nelson immediately sprints to the bench to talk with head coach Dave Slifer. This foul was on Beauvert, not Nelson. As Fleming into the game, the UCM point guard, a quick chat with her head coach. Now she runs back on defense.
Fleming coming into the game here. Oh, two shooting today, but boy, she was red hot against UCM down in Warrensburg in the first meeting, and it'd be nice to see if she can get on track here against the Jenny Center in the second half.
Quick conference here for the officials. 6:23 to play in the third quarter. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Now the officials do go to the scores table to have a quick chat. While they do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The inbound comes into Vasquez, now into the corner for Atwood. Atwood backing in on Vigil, stops, back out to Evelyn. Evelyn driving, 10 on the shot clock, puts up the runner. It's short off the front of the rim. Her gets her own offensive rebound, and she is fouled by Nelson. Central Missouri asking for a tie-up there, but Vasquez kind of turned her back on Nelson just enough to give that appearance that it was a reach, and so Northwest forces Central Missouri to pick up their fourth team foul, 6:09 to play in the third quarter. Atwood inbound to Kelderman, right corner. Back up top it goes to Fleming. Fleming off to Vasquez. Evelyn driving down to the right block. Stops, spins, back out to Fleming. Now to Atwood. Atwood working on Vigil. To the right block, goes in. High off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound. Fields had it. She was knocked to the ground. The ball still loose. Letting them play here as the shot clock sounds. Do we have a jump ball or a shot clock violation? The officials discussing this one and trying to figure out which one it was. I think the jump ball came first. But we'll see if the officials end up deciding here. They're going to say a shot clock violation.
And that's what Coach Slifer on the Central Missouri bench was hoping for. Obviously, if he gets the shot clock violation here, they still remain with the possession arrow going their way on the next hill ball. So I can see why Coach Slifer was hoping that would be the case, and officials agreed with him here.
Tough one there as Fields knocked to the ground, and the whistles blow as the shot clock sounds, but it goes Central Missouri's way after the shot clock violation. Jenny's up by four, 34-30. Nelson inside looking for Collier. Collier against Fields, goes up, shot no good. Fields with the rebound, and she hands it off to Kelderman. Kelderman across midcourt with that left hand, picked up by Nelson into the corner. Fleming gives a head fake, goes back to Peyton. Up top to Atwood, right wing now Vasquez. Up top, Fleming. She thought about taking a quick three on Nelson. She decides against it and gives it back to Evelyn. Evelyn starts to drive. Back to Fleming. Spots up. Long two-point jumper. No good. And a foul coming up underneath the bucket. I think this one will be on Nyjah Collier of Central Missouri. And this will result in two free throws for Kelsey Fields. So that time the Bearcats getting bailed out. The shot clock winding down. And that late whistle on UCM will send Fields to the line. Just the first personal foul coming up on Collier. Free throw there from Kelsey Fields is good. So Northwest down by three. Fields, the freshman from Creston, Iowa, one more on the way, and she rattles it home. Kelsey now 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. A two-point game. McKenna Van Zant with it for Central Missouri. Guarded tightly by Evelyn Vasquez. Van Zant gives it up to Hackrott. Left side now, Vigil. Vigil trying to drive. Lost control of it. Gets it back. Now out to Hackrott. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Hackrott backing in on Fleming, and she loses control of it. Tried to fire up a shot as she was falling to the ground. A foul coming up here on Northwest with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. And immediate timeout. with Central Missouri going to the free throw line. 34-32 is our score. We'll take a break. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plants for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Central Missouri basketball up by two in the right corner. Hackrop bounce pass inside, goes to Collier. Collier has it stolen away from her by McConkey. And here come the Bearcats. McConkey into the corner. Keston, three, left side. Off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound nearly for Vasquez. Tracked down deep by Green. She gives it up to McConkey near midcourt. Now right side to Atwood. She hands it off to Vasquez. Evelyn nearly had the offensive board. It got tipped away from her. Green tracked it down. Left side, three. Good from McConkey. Northwest in front, 35-34. Mallory's first three-point make of the night. Van Zandt with it for Central Missouri as the Bearcats have their first lead of the second half. Between the circles, Collier. Left side now goes to Vigil. Vigil back to Hackrott. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock for Central Missouri. Hackrott dribbling left off a screen from Collier. Leans in and she walked with it. A travel violation. Green stayed in front. Turnover number 7 on Central Missouri, and the Bearcats have it back with the lead. As Nelson checking back into the game, Van Zandt out for Central Missouri. Mallory McConkey, 1 of 2 from three-point range in the ballgame. She is now 6 of 13 on the season. That was a big one last possession. A one-point Northwest lead. Vasquez out to Keston. Top of the key goes to McConkey. McConkey driving on Vigil, and she is fouled on her way to the hoop. Vigil kind of had that forearm up and leaned it on McConkey. Enough to draw the foul. Head coach Dave Slifel for UCM not pleased with it, but McConkey going to the line, and Green will check out as Fields comes back in.
Both of those players done just a great job for Northwest this afternoon, Fields and Green there, and Fields getting a lot of minutes today due to Rao being on the bench.
Free throw there from McConkey is good to start this one off. Kelsey Fields, I feel like it's gone kind of quiet, even though she's been all over it. She has 10 rebounds already with 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. McConkey, second free throw in and out. The rebound comes down to Collier. And so it's a Northwest two-point lead, 36-34. 3:23 to play here in the third quarter. Nelson guarded by Vasquez. They give it to Hackrott. Now left side, Vigil. Vigil off a screen from Hackrott. Gets down to the right block. Basically hands it off now to Collier. 10 on the shot clock for UCM. Back out to Vigil. Now they go right back down for Collier. Collier will take a mid-range jumper with a hand in her face. No good. Nice box out there, Emma Atwood. And Atwood able to pull in her second rebound of the night. Inside 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Vasquez driving, bumped by Nelson into the paint. Kick out McConkey. McConkey driving on Vigil. Down to the right block. Spins, goes back the other way. Now turns around again. Turnaround jumper, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Fields. Fields trying to go right back up with the right hand. Just gets it over the rim. Kelsey Fields, 7 points, 11 rebounds. Coach Meyer trying to get the crowd up on their feet and into it as Northwest in front by four, 38-34. Nelson driving to the right block, goes in, some contact. She is fouled on her way up by Vasquez. So Olivia Nelson will go to the free throw line with 2:23 to go in the third. Kelderman and Littrell back into the game. Kelderman for Keston on the northwest side, and Vigil comes out for Central Missouri. Nyjah Collier, 14 points in the first half. So far, just two in this third quarter. Bearcats have done their best to neutralize her in this second half as Nelson hits her first free throw attempt here.
And really, for the most part, it's been Fields on the defensive side being the one that's matching up with Collier inside.
Nelson goes 2 of 2 at the line. So Collier is a little bit slower in this third quarter to start things off, but Nelson's picked it up. 3 points in the first half, 6 so far in the third quarter. It's a 38-36 Northwest lead. Here comes McConkey, guarded by Beauvaird. Collier comes over to help out on the double team. Kick to Kelderman. Kelderman, left side, Atwood. She'll take a three on the way. Good! Emma had her first career three-point make last Saturday against Newman. Number 2 coming today in a big spot against UCM. 41-36, the Bearcat lead. Littrell with it. Guarded by McConkey. Left side now Nelson. Nelson trying to find Hackrott. Posting up, and a foul coming up as Atwood hits the floor. Hackrott and Atwood were battling hard inside for position. And Dave Slifert needs a timeout on the sideline here for UCM. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. The Bearcats are up by 5, 41-36. We'll take a break. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's farm-to-table restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Bearcats up by 5. Hartnett with it for Northwest. Backing in on Nelson to the paint. Spins to her right. Kick out to Atwood. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Atwood down to the baseline. Working on Littrell. Leans in. Layup with the right hand is good. 7 points now for Emma. She averages 4 per game, battling back from a knee injury that kept her off the floor last season. 43-36, the ball out of bounds, deflected by McConkey. And so it will stay with Central Missouri.
Northwest right now on a 13-2 run.
Hackrott with it on the left wing. 1:02 to play here in the third quarter. Nelson gets it, goes back out near midcourt. Now wanting to attack off a screen from Collier. Drives on the baseline, off to Hackrott. Hackrott leans in, fouled on her way up. Couldn't finish off the layup, but Kate Hackrott will go to the free throw line. A good head fake move that got McConkey in the air. 53.7 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. The way this one's played out, we should be in store for a fantastic fourth quarter as Hackrott hits her first free throw. And really going back to the first meeting, too, a 60-57 win for the Jennies. These two have had a couple of good games already this season.
These two teams really match up well.
Hackrott goes 2 of 2 at the free throw line there. Jennies 13 of 14 at the free throw line tonight. 43-38, the Northwest lead. Atwood, left wing, floats a pass inside Fields. Fields catches on the baseline, nearly falls to the ground. She is holding herself up with one hand on the ground and one hand on the ball. And they're going to say a jump ball possession arrow back to Central Missouri. That pass was kind of high and outside. Fields went high to catch it. Double team came over, and she's kind of fell to the ground and kind of held herself up barely. The jump ball call from the officials. So here comes Nelson as the Bearcats are up by five. Hackrott left side, inside to Collier. Collier to Hackrott on the cut. Shot no good. Collier with the offensive rebound loses it out of bounds. Looked like she gave a head fake. I don't know if Fields got a piece of it, but Collier lost it in a turnover on the Jennies.
Fields did a great job not really buying on that head fake much there, and just did a great job posting up with Collier inside. Collier just couldn't hold on to it.
Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to play in the third quarter as Hartnett has it out near midcourt. Taking time off for the Bearcats. Now calling for a screen from Kelderman. Dribbling left. Into the paint. Backing in on Nelson. Leans in. Double team comes over looking for Fields. Fields can't handle it. The ball loose on the ground. And that's how the third quarter comes to a close. 43-38 Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri. One quarter left to go. We'll take a break back in 90 seconds of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family on South Main in Maryville with new or pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and more. Tri-State provides remote services, including online purchase, home delivery, maintenance pickup, and video walk around. To learn more, tristatefordmaryville.com.
43-38 is the lead for Northwest Missouri State as we head to the fourth quarter of action. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Brennan Lamastris running things back in the studios for us. And John, it's kind of what we expected as far as defensive ball game. It's been rather low scoring. On the UCM side, it's been Collier, Littrell, and Nelson kind of stirring the drink for Northwest. A little bit of everybody stepping up and contributing in multiple ways.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the way when we were breaking this down in the pregame, we expected this to go. Northwest a bit stronger off the bench than what Central Missouri is this year. They're relying on their big three. And so far, Northwest doing what they can to limit the rest of Central Missouri. You know Collier's going to get her buckets. She's got those, but she has to work hard to get those with the job that Green and Fields inside have been doing on Collier.
Bearcat basketball to start the fourth as McConkey down to the block, gives a head fake to get Hackrott in the air, and then drops in the jumper. McConkey into double figures with 10. A big three-pointer in that third quarter. Overall, she is now 4 of 9 from the field. 45-38 Northwest in front. Has a foul away from the ball coming up. This was Kelderman trying to keep up with Beauvais. Not the worst foul for Northwest, as the Bearcats don't want to allow Beauvais to get free and get open for a three-pointer. Fields checks out. Jana Green back into the game. Green is playing with three personal fouls, guarding Collier. Collier gets it down on the left block. Gives a head fake, goes up the shot, rolls off the rim. Hacker off the offensive rebound, goes back up. It's no good. Ball loose again off of Littrell's hands, but a foul on the floor coming up on Northwest. And this one will come up on McConkey, number three on Mallory.
Yeah, we talked about this in the first half. Northwest really holding their own against a good rebounding team in Central Missouri. Northwest right now out rebounding Central Missouri.
And Nelson trying to float a pass over the top of Hartnett. Molly, a great job of keeping her hands up, just deflects it right into her own hands. And the Bearcats get the steal. Here comes Molly with the left hand, spins, goes up with the right. It's good. Steals it from Nelson, then scores on her. And Molly Hartnett now, 5 points, and the Bearcats are ahead by 9, trying to pick up a win over Central Missouri. The Bearcats haven't beaten the Jennies since 2015. And Northwest hasn't done it on their home floor since 2011. The ball loose, knocked away from Collier, picked up by McConkey. 2-on-2 for Northwest. McConkey, right block under the hoop, kick out. Hartnett, three on the way. off the back of the rim. No good. It goes over the backboard out of bounds. This place, John, was ready to erupt.
Man, oh, man, that would have been a big bucket had that fallen. But still, some great defense and a great ball movement setting up that lookout on the perimeter. Just unfortunate it didn't go. But this Northwest team playing some good basketball throughout this game. But they really kicked it up a notch, I think, late in the third quarter and then here into the fourth.
McConkey and Hartnett check out on the floor for Northwest. Vasquez, Kelderman, Atwood, Green, and Fleming. Here comes Nelson. Bounce pass inside to Collier. Dribbling with the right hand, gives a head fake. It's blocked by Green, and they call a jump ball. Possession will stay with Central Missouri. The UCM bench looking for a foul. Northwest gets the block shot there from Jaina Green. As Fields back in, Atwood checks out. So Fields will match up with Collier, and Green will go to Littrell. Inbound to Collier, hands it off to Nelson. Nelson off to Hackrock, cutting out to Littrell. Three-pointer left side is good. Brooke Littrell, her first three-point make of the day. She has 9 points now, 47-41. Northwest up by six. Vasquez driving to the right block, fouled on her way up by Beauvais. Shot no good, so Vasquez will go to the free throw line. That last possession, the block shot for Jaina Green, that was her fifth of the day. That matches her career high, five block shots in one game. She's done it twice prior. The last one was 2021 against Northeastern State. As the first free throw there for Vasquez, no good. One more on the way for Evelyn as the Bearcats are 8 of 12 now from the free throw line. Second one, no good. Littrell with the rebound. The personal foul came up on Beauvais. That was her third. And Nelson has it, guarded by Vasquez. High post, Collier. Collier trying to drive on Fields, leans in. And a foul, I think, on the floor coming up. This one will be on Kelsey Fields.
Another thing that's impressive with Fields, just her second foul, playing as many minutes as she's playing at today, and playing inside against, again, a tough player in Collier and only picking up two fouls. That's impressive.
Inbound for Central Missouri. Hackrock gets it to a cutting Nelson. Nelson backs into the corner. Trying to go baseline. Cut off by Vasquez, and Evelyn just takes it from her. The steal for Northwest. Vasquez pushing. Bearcats have the numbers. 5-on-4. Vasquez to Keston. Now inside to Fields, and a nice defensive play by Hackrock to jar that one loose. Kelsey trying to save it in bounds. She couldn't, and so a turnover on Northwest will be number 9. 7.5 minutes left to play. A long way to go here in Bearcat Arena. Northwest is in front, 47-41. Beauvais guarded by Keston. She hands it off for Hackrock. Now to Nelson. Nelson trying to turn the corner. Double team comes over. Kick out to Beauvais. Now Collier thought about a three. Now she'll step back and take it over Fields. It's good. Nyjah Collier. She had just 2 points in the third quarter, but knocks down a big three-pointer there. It's 47-44. The Bearcat lead trimmed to 3. Keston into the right corner for Green. Green dribbles up to the wing. Now back on the baseline for Fleming. She'll take a long two-point jumper. No good. Off the side of the backboard. The rebound comes down to Collier. Nyjah Collier now. She has a double-double in this one. 19 points, 11 rebounds. Nelson high post to Littrell. Littrell takes one dribble, leans in, left hand shot no good. She was guarded by Green. The ball loose on the floor. A tie up underneath Hackrod and Fleming. Possession arrow goes to Northwest. As Hartnett, Atwood, and McConkey back in, Fleming, Fields, and Keston will check out.
It's been a fun game to watch. You're seeing both teams just dive after loose balls, trying to do all the little things to help win a game. Both of these teams playing hard today.
The rivalry aspect, but also a lot going toward those MIAA tournament seedings, which that tournament coming up that first weekend in March in Kansas City. Northwest ball here as Vasquez trying to drive on Nelson, kick out to Atwood. Emma to the free throw line, back to Evelyn, thought about a three-pointer. Now she'll drive, goes in, left hand off the glass, no good. Olivia Nelson picks up the foul. That will send Vasquez to the free throw line. Personal foul number 4 on Nelson. She looks over at the sideline, gives a thumbs up to head coach Dave Slifer, saying, I'm good, leave me in. Vasquez at the line, hits the first.
Evelyn was 0 of 2 her last trip to the free throw line. But a big one there to make this a four-point game, and she still has one more left to go. A second from Vasquez. Good. Seven points now for Evelyn. As Nelson brings the ball to the floor, hands it off for Bovaird. Bovaird bounce pass up top, goes for Hackrott. Off a screen to her right from Collier, guarded by McConkie. Now to Littrell. Littrell goes back to Hackrott. 12 on the shot clock for Central Missouri. Hackrott trying to drive, gets into the paint. Little jumper just inside the free throw line, rattles home. The defense was there for Northwest. Got to credit Hackrott. She knocked down the jumper, 49-46. Northwest still in front by three. McConkie driving past Littrell, gets into the paint. Littrell gets high in the air, and she will end up fouling Northwest on the floor. McConkie gave that head fake, and Littrell ran into McConkie's back. And so this will be team foul number three on the Jennies, the fourth personal foul on Littrell. So that's Nelson and Littrell both playing with four for Central Missouri. Inbound from Hartnett to Vasquez. Evelyn starts to drive. Now right side it goes to Atwood. 15 on the shot clock. Hartnett into the paint. Guarded by Nelson. Trying to back her way in. Bounce pass on the baseline. Atwood back out to McConkie. McConkie starts to drive. Now she gets into the paint. Jumper off the mark. The ball batted around. It is picked up by Bovaird. 5:10 left to play. It's a three-point Northwest lead. 49-46. Nelson picked up defensively by Vasquez. Right wing to Collier. Now a handoff to Nelson. Olivia Nelson trying to drive. Atwood switches, helps out. Layup no good. Vasquez with the rebound, and she is fouled as Hackrott came in and quickly tried to tie her up. Fourth team foul on the Jennies on the way. 4:56 to play in the fourth quarter with a timeout on the floor. 49-46. Cats up by three. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrove seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
It is Bearcat basketball out of the timeout. Inside 5 minutes to play in this one. Northwest is in front by three. Atwood to a cutting. Hartnett into the paint. Kick out. Kelderman left side three. Off the front of the rim. No good. She left that one just a little bit short. Central Missouri with the defensive rebound. Nelson crosses midcourt, dribbling with that left hand. Off a screen from Collier. Stop. Spins. Kick out. Collier three. Top of the key. Tie ball game.
Well, that's what makes her such a great player. She struggled in the third quarter, but when the game's on the line, she steps out and makes some big buckets.
49-49. McConkie with it. Bounce pass to Kelderman. Thought about another three. She passes it up and gives it to McConkie. McConkie back to Payton. Had another open look. She skips that one. Here comes McConkie driving into the corner. Atwood gives a head fake, and they call her for the travel. She got Collier in the air, but just took off before she put that ball on the ground. 4:01 to play, and we are tied at 49 apiece. Inside 4 minutes left to go. Nelson comes across midcourt, picked up by Molly Hartnett. They swing it left side, Hackrott. Hackrott back to Nelson, looking inside for Littrell. The ball taken away nearly again by Hartnett. A jump ball possession arrow sticking to Central Missouri, but the ball Nelson tries to flip that pass over Molly Harton, and Harton is so quick, got a deflection and nearly had the steal.
Just backpedaled and almost came away with it. Well, that would have been a big turnover.
Vasquez was out briefly. She checks back in for Kelderman. Nelson inbound to Collier. Handoff right back to Nelson. Nine on the shot clock for Central Missouri. Still tied up at 49 apiece. Bovaird with it. Bovaird to Nelson. Down to four. Nelson dribbling with her left hand. Pull up long. Two-point jumper. Good. With 1 second on the shot clock. And Central Missouri is back in front. Nelson has 11 points. She is playing with four fouls, as is Brooke Littrell. 51-49, the UCM lead. McConkey trying to work on Nelson. Gets into the paint. Stops. Little step through. Passes it off to Green. Green gives a head fake. Goes up with the shot. No foul. Some contact there. The shot was no good. The rebound comes down to Central Missouri. As we come down to 3 minutes left to play, Northwest is trailing by two. Nelson had the jumper last time to give them the lead. Littrell, top of the key, guarded by Atwood. Bounce pass, high post, goes to Collier. Collier right back to Littrell, rolling to the bucket. She lays it in. And Littrell now with 11. It's a 53-49 lead for Central Missouri. Hartnett going to work. Into the paint. Goes up. Left hand. Layup is good. The Bearcats needed a bucket. Hartnett delivers. 2.5 minutes to go. Still a two-point game. 53-51. Nelson gets the call from the sideline. Delivers it to her team. Now Bovaird with it. Starts to drive, gives it up to Collier, right back to Bovaird. Inside, Littrell posting up on Atwood, goes up right hand, off the glass, it's good. And a timeout on the floor for Central Missouri, 55-51, 2:12 left to play in the fourth quarter. We have a 30-second timeout here coming up for the Ginnies. We'll go ahead and keep this one here. 2:12 left to play, Northwest trailing by 4, 55-51. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Our first game of the day here from Bearcat Arena, 55-51, Northwest Missouri State. Trailing Central Missouri, the Bearcats had the lead for much of this second half, but the Ginnies have battled back to take a four-point lead here. A quick 30-second timeout for Dave Slifer. Naturally, they turned this into a minute. So alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Brendan LaMaster's running things for us back in the studios here in Maryville. John, the Bearcats have played so well, but we're seeing Collier, Littrell, Nelson making those big plays late in this one to give UCM the lead, but Northwest, still a lot of time left.
Yeah, there certainly is. 2:12 left on the clock, and a lot of things can happen. But as you mentioned, the experienced players for Central Missouri stepping up and making big plays when the game's on the line. That's what the Ginnie fans have seen throughout their career of those three players, and doing it again here today against a very good Northwest team, a team that's on the rise here, and Northwest hanging tough against this Ginnie squad. And see what Northwest has here in the last couple minutes.
It is Northwest ball on the floor for the Bearcats. Vasquez, Hartnett, Green, Fields, and McConkey for the Ginnies. Hackrock, Collier, Littrell, Bovaird, and Nelson. As Hartnett comes across midcourt, gets to the free throw line, now into the paint. Backing in on Nelson, now she sprints out to the left wing. Now Hartnett back into the paint, kick out McConkey. She'll take a three, right side, off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Littrell. Brooke Littrell, eighth rebound of the day. 55-51, UCM with the lead. Bearcats needing a stop as Nelson just dribbling out near midcourt. UCM trying to take off as much time as they can. Nelson now off a screen from Collier, picks up her dribble into the corner, Hackerott. Hackerott dribbling with her left hand around the perimeter, stops, now will hand it off for Nelson. The ball poked loose by Vasquez. Nelson tracks it down, down to two on the shot clock, heaves up a three, that one no good. The rebound comes down to Jaina Green. Green to Vasquez. Northwest still down by four. They got the stop, now they need the bucket. Right side, Hartnett starts to drive, gets to the free throw line, gives a head fake, spins to her right, out to Vasquez, three-pointer right side. Evelyn, that one's too short. Long rebound tracked down by Hackrott, and she steps out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on Kelsey Fields. Fields tracked her down and was giving her zero room. The official's going to say there was a push. If there was, it was a nice job by Fields of trying to conceal it as much as possible.
Yeah.
third personal foul on field, so she will check out. Emma Atwood comes into the game. 14 fouls on each side, 104 left to play. The Jennies best of the Bearcats in Warrensburg in December, 60-57. It's a four-point game now. Nelson dribbling out on the Bearcat paw near midcourt. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Nelson starts to drive, stops, finds Hackrod underneath. Shot blocked from behind by McConkie, and a foul coming up on Mallory. That will send Kate Hackrod to the free throw line. And that's number four on McConkie. Kelderman checking in now for Emma Atwood. Hackrod going to the line. She has 6 points on the day. She is 2 of 2 at the free throw line, a 56.8% free throw shooter on the year. And the first one is left short. Central Missouri, 13-15 at the free throw line. They've been done a very nice job from there today. One more on the way for Hackrod. 41.2 seconds left. The second free throw is good. And a timeout. Northwest gets a timeout. The Bearcats will advance the ball just across midcourt with this timeout. Northwest down 56-51, a 30-second timeout. We'll step aside, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com.
So Coach Meyer draws up a play, and Northwest will be inbounding right next to the Northwest Missouri State bench, just off to the left of the scorer's table. Kelderman inbounding. McConkie, Keston, Hartnett, and Vasquez also on the floor. The inbound comes in to Hartnett. She goes to McConkie. McConkie starts to drive, gets around to the right block, leans in, gets past Nelson. Layup no good. The rebound comes down to Collier. Collier gives it up to Nelson. The Bearcats will end up fouling. 29.5 seconds left, a five-point ball game. That's number two on Vasquez as Green and Fields getting set to check in here for Northwest. Olivia Nelson, a 77% free throw shooter, goes to the line. Nelson, 11 points on the day. She's 3 of 4 at the free throw line and hits her first this trip. One more on the way for Nelson. She's a redshirt freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Played her high school ball at Liberty. And the second free throw, no good. The rebound comes down to Green. A quick timeout for Northwest. 28.6 seconds left. A six-point ball game. Coach Meyer heading to the sideline to draw up a play for his team. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureAg LLC in Forest City. Rich, Paxton, and the SureAg team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on SureAg products and service at 660-446-3376.
57-51, Northwest once again advancing the ball across midcourt. In need of a bucket here with 28.6 seconds left. Kelderman into Hartnett. Molly starts to drive into the paint. Nelson trying to poke that one loose out to Kelderman. She'll take a three. Peyton knocks it down. Back to a three-point game as UCM needs a timeout. 19.4 seconds left to go. Peyton Kelderman goes into double figures with that one. She has 11 on the night as Fields and Green go to check back in. 57-54 is our score. Once again, 19.4 seconds remaining. We'll go ahead and keep this one here as the Bearcats have been outscored thus far, John, in this fourth quarter, but trying to battle back.
Yeah, they certainly are. as that was a big three by Kelderman that time to pull Northwest just a little bit closer. Northwest being outscored in this fourth quarter 19-11 after outscoring UCM in the third quarter 18-10. But again, Northwest has had some looks that just haven't fallen here in the last couple minutes. And for the Mule, or rather the Jennies, I should say, doing a better job on the boards here in the fourth quarter. They've been trailing Northwest in rebounds throughout this game until just the last couple minutes, where they've now taken a two-rebound advantage against Northwest, and that's been paying off for Central as well.
It'll be Hackerott inbounding for Central Missouri. Kelsey Fields guarding that inbound pass. It comes into Collier, and the Bearcats trying to trap Nyjah Collier. She tries to dribble out of it. Now they give it to Nelson, and Nelson will be fouled right away. 13.8 seconds left. That was pretty clear there, John. They do not want Collier shooting these free throws. She's only a 79% free throw shooter, so not bad at all. But she has been such a clutch player and All-American, as we mentioned. She's been in those big moments, so they want to send the youngster Nelson to the line.
And Nelson, a pretty good free throw shooter on her own route.
First one here from Nelson is good. She did go one of two last trip, so Bearcats holding out, hoping to see another miss here from Olivia Nelson. .58-54 is the lead for Central Missouri. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Janie Green. Quick timeout for Northwest. So the Bearcats get that miss, but still trailing by four. 58-54. 12.7 seconds left. Let's take a 30-second break. Be back for the conclusion of this one on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, with a seating area at Center Court with a floor-to-ceiling fireplace, Wi-Fi, salon, and restaurants. Also a children's play area and carousel. East Hill's a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
12.7 seconds left. The last time Northwest had it, Kelderman hit a big three. Cut that 6 points deficit in half. Now Northwest trailing 58-54. Littrell will be inbounding the inbound pass. Will be guarding the inbound pass, which will be thrown in by Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman into Hartnett. Down to 12 seconds. Here comes Hartnett. Step back. Thought about a three. Trying to drive. Gets down to the left block. It's poked out of bounds by Nelson. Good defense there by UCM. And that cut Northwest time in half. 6.1 seconds left. It's a four-point game. Hartnett having to get it in quick. The Bearcats need a quick bucket. It is thrown into the hands of Brooke Littrell. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and UCM will dribble this one out. Northwest Missouri State comes up short to the Jennies once again. 58-54 is our final score. Northwest Missouri State falls to 14-6 on the season and 9-5 in the MIAA, while the Jennies are now 14-8 and 11-4 in the MIAA. 58-54 is our final score. We'll take a timeout and begin our post-game show right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State drops this one to Central Missouri. 58-54 is our final. Taking a look at our postgame stats from this one. Northwest shot 34% from the field in the ballgame. 19 of 56 overall. 30% from three-point range, 6 of 20. And 67% at the free throw line, 10 of 15. UCM shot 44% from the field, 19 of 43. 36% from three-point range, 4 of 11. And 80% at the free throw line, 16 of 20. Northwest turned the ball over 11 times on the night, 12 for the Jennies. And UCM out-rebounded Northwest 33-32, though the Bearcats did have 13 offensive rebounds in the game. Individually for Northwest, the Bearcats' 11 points from Peyton Kilderman was the Bearcats' leading scorer. She was 3 of 8 from three-point range. Mallory McConkie finished with 10 points. She also had 3 rebounds in the contest and 3 steals. 7 points apiece coming from Kelsey Fields, Evelyn Vasquez, and Emma Atwood. Fields also had 11 rebounds and 7 of them on the offensive end of the floor. So big night there for Kelsey Fields. Molly Hartnett also finished with 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal in the ballgame. 3 points coming from Kaylee Keston off the bench and 2 points from Jana Green. Green also had 6 rebounds and 5 blocked shots on the evening. That matches her career high. For Central Missouri, 22 points coming from Nyjah Collier. She had a double-double. She also pulled in 13 rebounds. 13 points apiece from Brooke Littrell and Olivia Nelson. And then the rest of the team combined for just 10. 7 points from Kate Hackerott and 3 points from Charlie Boverda. Central Missouri did not receive anything off the bench in this one. Support for the Bearcat postgame comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. The Bearcat women fall 58-54. We'll take a timeout. Back with your player of the game on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgro seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back after Northwest Missouri State women fall today 58-54 to Central Missouri. As we look at the box score, John Coffey, where do you go with today's player of the game?
Well, I'm going to go for a couple different players in this one. Kelsey Fields and Gina Green both did a lot of things well defensively on the boards and made an impact in this one. Fields playing a total of a lot of minutes, 29, just over 29 minutes in this game, again with Peyton Rao being out with an injury, Kelsey being inserted into the starting lineup and getting a lot of time. She ended up with 11 rebounds, also had 7 points and an assist in this one. Then you look at Jaina Green. She had 5 block shots in this game, 6 rebounds, had a bucket as well, also had a couple of assists. So both of those players doing a lot of things to help Northwest Missouri State stay in this game.
Bearcats drop this one 58-54 now, 14-6 overall and 9-5 in the MIAA, while Central Missouri improves to 15-7 and 11-4. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get things rolling with our men's basketball broadcast as Northwest Missouri State looking for the season sweep over UCM. That's next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at maryvillesmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.